on the Space Show. You are listening to 88.3 Southern FM. We're now beginning a feature which will run over several programs, and it uses material that I recorded when I was in the United States. In 2004, then-President of the United States, George W. Bush, announced that he was setting up a policy for his country to send manned spacecraft first to the moon, then onto Mars and possibly beyond. He set up the Moon, Mars and Beyond Commission to chart the way forward. After public hearings around the United States, the Commission delivered its recommendations. In a series of 84 programs, the Space Show brought you the entire hearings. In other programs, we told of what emerged from President Bush's initiative. One was the decision to cease the Space Shuttle program once the construction of the International Space Station was complete. NASA was directed to commence a new program called Constellation. This would use a new spacecraft called Orion to fly astronauts to the space station and to the moon. Orion was dubbed Apollo on steroids because it looked specifically, at least, like an enlarged 1960s Apollo capsule. Orion would be lifted into orbit by a new series of rockets called Ares. These were based on space shuttle technology. For example, the Ares 1 was 5 space shuttle solid rocket segments. Even before George Bush left office, it was clear that the Constellation program was in trouble. It could not meet its objectives within the budget allocated and was falling seriously behind schedule. Critics abounded, and others were not shy in offering advice on what should be done. Some said NASA's budget should be increased to allow Constellation to succeed. Others said Constellation should be cancelled and the space shuttle continued, even though shuttle is only able to fly in low Earth orbit. Still others agreed that Constellation be cancelled, but that private enterprise be invited to provide launch services and manned spacecraft. In his thrust to be elected president in 2008, it was clear to Barack Obama that he would need a position on space policy. Now, Florida is a key state, in large measure because so many of its voters are working in the space industry or whose secondary jobs are dependent on the spending power of the space workers. The area north and south of Cape Canaveral is known as the Space Coast. The towns closest to the Kennedy Space Center and Cape Canaveral Air Force Station are Cocoa Beach, Cocoa, and Titusville. With the space shuttle winding down and Constellation under threat of cancellation, the citizens of these towns were very concerned about their job security. So when, on 2008, August the 2nd, presidential candidate held a campaign meeting in the Titusville Town Hall, a full and attentive crowd was assured. Here is what he said.
You know, one of the areas where we're in danger of losing our competitive edge is in science and technology, and nothing symbolizes that more than our space program. You know, I've written about this in my book. I grew up in Hawaii, and I still remember sitting on my grandfather's shoulders as some of the astronauts were brought in after their capsules had landed in the middle of the Pacific. And I could just barely see them. I was waving. I had an American flag. And I remember my grandfather explaining to me, this is what America's all about. We can do anything when we put our mind to it. We can do anything when we put our mind to it. And that was what the space program described, that sense of possibility. And always, you know, reaching out to new frontiers. You know, when I was growing up, NASA inspired the world with achievements that we're still proud of. And today we have an administration that sets ambitious goals for NASA without giving NASA the support it needs to reach them. As a result, NASA's had to cut back on research, trim their program, which means that after the space shuttle shuts down in 2010, we're going to have to rely on Russian spacecrafts to keep us in orbit. So let me be clear. We cannot cede our leadership in space. That's why I'm going to close the gap, ensure that our space program doesn't suffer when the shuttle goes out of service. We may extend an additional shuttle launch. We're going to work with Bill Nelson to add at least one more flight beyond 2010 by continuing to support NASA funding, by speeding the development of the shuttle's successor, by making sure that all those who work in the space industry in Florida do not lose their jobs when the shuttle is retired, because we can't afford to lose their expertise. But more broadly, we need a real vision for the next stage of space exploration. And to help formulate this vision, I'm going to reestablish the National Aeronautics and Space Council so that we can develop a plan to explore the solar system, a plan that involves both human and robotic missions, and enlist both international partners and the private sector. And as America leads the world to long-term exploration of the moon and Mars and beyond, let's also tap NASA's ingenuity to build the airplanes of tomorrow and to study our own planet so we can combat global climate change. Under my watch, NASA will inspire the world once again and make America stronger, and it's going to help grow the economy right here in Brevard County and right here in Florida. That's what we're going to do.
President Obama speaking in the Titusville Town Hall. In the 2008 November election, Obama held Florida and won the presidency. After entering office in 2009 January, Obama set up a commission headed by Norman Augustine to decide what to do with the space station, the space shuttle, and the Constellation project. The commissioners sent some key recommendations to President Obama, and these included the space shuttle program would be terminated by the end of 2010. Constellation would be cancelled, although some elements of it would be continued. Private enterprise would be invited to provide transport services, both cargo and people, to the International Space Station. And efforts to return to the moon would be put on the back burner. In Florida, there was outrage. The workers at the Kennedy Space Center were facing mass sackings. The economic impact would spread far from Cape Canaveral. In Washington, Obama knew he needed to do something to allay public anger at his policy. He resolved to visit the Kennedy Space Center in April last year to further explain his vision for an American future in space during the 21st century. I traveled to Florida last April and was able to not only be standing beside the president as he delivered his speech, but was also able to conduct many interviews with both the movers and shakers in the space industry, but also with ordinary citizens of Titusville. Just days before Obama made his speech, a public pro-space rally was held in the town of Cocoa. This April 11 event was attended by thousands of people, including many space workers and their families. Outside the venue, the Cocoa Expo, a baseball stadium, were people waving pro-space and anti-Obama placards. One read, "Should I dream in Russian too?" This was a reference to the fact that the only way Americans will be able to get into space is to learn Russian and fly aboard the Soyuz spacecraft. Another said, "Americans should ride eagles into space, not bears or pandas." Once the shuttle stops flying, the only manned access to space will be the Russian Soyuz, that is the bear, or the Chinese Shenzhou spacecraft, the Panda. Well, just minutes before the rally commenced, I asked Mike Paradopoulos for his views on President Obama's space policy. Now, Paradopoulos is a Florida state senator.
I'll stand this side if I may.
Sure. What this is all about, sir, is that this is the space coast of Florida. This is what defines our community for innovation, inspiration for that matter, technology. What has been amazing about the space coast is that is what built Florida in a lot of ways. And 2 years ago, President Obama came to this very area and said that he was going to not only keep space vibrant, but actually reduce the gap between the shuttle and the new rocket program. Unfortunately, now in office, he's done the exact opposite. And the people here in Brevard County want to say space is important, support our national security, it's supported by innovation, it's an inspiration for our children. And I think today's a great day to show how important our space industry is to our nation and our national defense.
Do you have any idea what Obama will be saying when he comes here?
Well, we've heard all kind of counter information. We want to have a strong show of support today to show him that it's important to us. And I think anyone knows in the world, Florida is where you win the presidency. And if he's going to turn his back on Florida after making a promise the other way, he's going to have a tough time trying to run for re-election.
And for the people back in Melbourne, could you say who you are?
Sure. I'm State Senator Mike Haridopoulos. I'm the incoming leader of the Florida Senate.
So those views there, as he said, from Mike Paradopoulos, the leader of the Florida State Senate. While I was there, the president's impending visit was widely reported on Florida's television stations. And here's one such report.
Some fresh pickings from the political grapevine. The first man to walk on the moon is blasting the Obama administration's space plans. Neil Armstrong says the president's proposals are devastating. Thursday, the president will outline his new direction for NASA, which increases the agency's budget by $6 billion over the next 5 years, but abandons much of the current manned spaceflight plan. Armstrong and two other Apollo commanders, in an open letter to the president, criticized the initiative they say prevents the U.S. from realizing its potential in manned space exploration. Quote, the USA is far too likely to be on a long downhill slide to mediocrity. More than two dozen other Apollo-era veterans released another letter earlier this week calling the plan misguided.
USA.
But not all former astronauts are against it. Armstrong's shipmate on Apollo 11, Buzz Aldrin, has strongly endorsed the president's new direction for NASA.
Astronaut is skeptical of what we might be hearing when President Obama makes a major speech about his plan for the space program. He says what has been outlined is not enough, really, to keep the U.S. ahead in space exploration. News 13's Greg Pallone has the details.
Well, you know, I mean, I'd like to be more optimistic. I'd like to think that that there's going to be a bold new direction, but there's nothing that's come out so far that has indicated that.
Bob Springer is a former mission specialist who has flown on two shuttle flights. But the Marine Corps pilot says the president's bold approach for space exploration and discovery and his announcement that the Orion capsule will be retained as a crew rescue vehicle at the ISS doesn't have wings.
And a new spacecraft, and it's just taking the technology and it's a bone. It's going to play to some people, and yeah, it's better than nothing, but that doesn't get us beyond low Earth orbit. It doesn't take that next new step.
And he says the plan doesn't offer any specific steps towards exploration.
As far as a bold step forward, a new direction, a way to the future, I don't think that's going to happen, and I don't see that coming. I'll be very surprised if it does.
In Brevard County, Greg Pallone, News 13.
And President Obama will talk about the Orion capsule and outline the rest of his plan for space Thursday at the Kennedy Space Center. News 13 will have live coverage starting at 1:30 Thursday afternoon. President Obama is scheduled to make a speech about his plan for space at 3. News 13 will be the place to watch for complete coverage of the president's space summit. And you'll get a chance to have your say on the president's plan during a live chat on cfnews13.com.
And so those sorts of reports continued. So on arrival at the stadium in Cocoa, I introduced myself as Andrew Rennie, producer-presenter of the space show Southern FM Melbourne, Australia, and asked if they minded my recording the proceedings. With an enthusiastic please do, They rewired their mixing panel and gave me an audio line out. I was able to plug this into my Minidisc recorder and record the entire proceedings from Go to Woa. Over the next several weeks, we here on The Space Show will bring you the entire event. Picture it, if you will, in your mind. The baseball audience stand forms a semicircle around the pitch. The speaker's platform has been erected where the pitcher normally stands. At home base is the mixing console into which is plugged my recorder. So there I am, out on the baseball field, between the dignitaries and the thousands of fans. Not baseball fans, although many of them might also be, but space supporters. Not passive supporters, but active and very much aware of what was at stake here. Now, if you want to see what it was like to have see what it was like there, I've pasted some of my photos on the Southern FM website. That's at www.southernfm.com.au/space. The event was hosted by George Mitakarian, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Parish Medical Centre. He introduced the event.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Space Coast. Good afternoon, Florida. Good afternoon, USA. Good afternoon to the world. Thank you for being here. I am George Mkhitaryan, President and CEO of Parish Medical Center, and your host for this afternoon, serving as Master of Ceremonies with this august group of individuals behind me. Thank you all for coming today, and I think you know why we're here. It is a great pleasure to welcome all of you who have had a part in whatever way of America's space program in human space flight, one of mankind's most ambitious, most spectacular, and most successful scientific accomplishments. Your extraordinary spirit and your world-changing work are forever grounded in our community and in the pages of American history. You have made the United States of America the world leader in space technology and exploration. This rally is about you. But in addition, this rally is about family members of space workers. It is about the businesses, the organizations, the schools, and churches that over the years have supported our space workers as you dedicated your professional lives to the forging of America's position of space leadership. Keeping America number one in space is what we desire, and it's the purpose of our gathering together today. First, please stand for the posting of colors by the Astronaut High School Junior ROTC Color Guard under the direction of Color Guard Commander Cadet Captain Matthew Rasmussen, and then remain standing for our national anthem sung by Pastor Chris Finlayson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Christopher McCarley.
A color guard made up of high school students then paraded forward with flags before Pastor Chris Finlayson sang the American National Anthem.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Nor the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you, Pastor Chris Finlayson. Now, Pledge of Allegiance led by Christopher McCarley.
Please join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to this flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Christopher McCarley. Color guard, please post colors. Now we will hear from the New Life worship team.
The color guard then moved the flags to the side of the stage where they were held by students throughout the remainder of the rally. The audience was then invited to sit, and a chair sang a tribute to astronauts who have died.
Now we will hear from the New Life worship team performing Never Let Go.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. For my God is with me, and if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh, oh, no, you never let go through the calm, through the storm. On a glorious light beyond all compare, and there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth,
and I will.
we'll fear no evil. For my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I
Dr. Larry Linkus and his wife Sandra are founding pastors of New Life Christian Fellowship Church in Titusville. They have lived in this community for over 30 years. Dr. Linkus is a leading voice among those who call for a better plan to keep America the world leader in space exploration. He will lead us now in our invocation.
Thank you. We gather here today in support of a great team of workers at the Kennedy Space Center, a team of multi-talented men and women living and working and dreaming and drawing from 50 years' experience of American human space flight. During those 50 years, America has come together in a bipartisan effort birthed out of a vision and mission for human space exploration. Many still remember the call of President John F. Kennedy, inspiring and uniting America in a grand mission that took our astronauts to the moon. We also remember 30 years ago, after America had been held hostage by Iran for 444 days, our national pride had been dragged through the dirt of Tehran and world ridicule. We remember gathering here on the space coast of Florida, along the banks of the Indian River, along the causeways and bridges and beaches, watching and praying as the countdown to the first shuttle came to liftoff, igniting those mighty solid rocket boosters, lifting Columbia off the pad, and once again igniting and lifting our hopes and dreams and our pride as Americans. President Obama, we say it's time for another JFK moment for America's human space exploration. We welcome you to Florida, President Obama, to the Space Coast this Thursday, and we thank you for coming. Our hopes and prayers go with you, Mr. President, into your meeting this Thursday, and we pray that when you step out of that meeting and address the media, our Space Coast community, our Kennedy Space Center workers, and our nation, that you will articulate an aggressive vision and liberal budget that keeps our Kennedy workforce intact and sets forth the mission to build the next generation of human spacecraft that keeps America the leader in space. We say we can afford it. We want to afford it. As a matter of fact, our families, our communities, our nation, and our honor can afford nothing less. Shall we pray? Our Lord God Almighty, we come before you today to offer thanks for your abundant blessings, your mercy, and your grace. You're a gracious God, and we're a humbled people. You have blessed us and kept us. You have guided us, and we give you praise. We have come now to ask you to guide the decisions of those who will set the directions of our community, our vision for space, and our great nation. We pray that those decisions would be ones that keep our jobs in place, that keep our community intact, that keep our children and our families secure. Forgive us for ever taking any of these wonderful blessings for granted, and receive our gracious thanks for all you do and for who you are. There is none beside you. You are God alone, and we worship and we celebrate you as we celebrate life in you today. Be blessed above all. We pray in your strong name, our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you and God bless America. Amen. Great job, Pastor. I'm honored today for the faith-based community that has come to represent the community of our space vision in our space community. And let me just take a moment. If you're a pastor, some of you sitting in the stadium, some of you sitting down here on the infield, would you please stand and allow us to say thank you to the space-based community today. We love you, and we thank you, brothers and sisters, all over the building. Thank you. Thank you for coming, and God bless you abundantly.
Of the 5,500 people at this Save Space rally, about a dozen pastors stood up and were applauded. Rally compere George Mitakarian invited the next speaker to the microphone.
Jason Linkus is a pastor at New Life Christian Fellowship Church in Life, Orlando. He is co-executive producer of a highly anticipated documentary film by the Arts Fund on space exploration, due to be released later this year. Jason will be sharing some of the history of this space rally with us now.
God bless you tonight. What a beautiful day it is. Thank you for being here today to unite your voice with thousands of others in support of the United States human space flight future. It's a great one. How many of you know that out there? It's a great one. This event has evolved over the past months. It was originally envisioned to be a prayer service at a local church or a small park, but as we prepared and shared the vision at home and all the way to Capitol Hill, it was obvious that the voice of this community and the nation was wanting to be heard. Today, by your participation in this rally, there is a loud voice. I said loud voice. There is a loud voice that rings today and that will continue to resonate throughout the future. One voice that says, we are ready for the next mission, Mr. President, and we are ready now. Hope is a beautiful thing, but it won't last forever. There was a great proverb that says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And the space program, along with this great country, is all about heart. We can no longer defer hope. It's time to fulfill it. We appreciate the plans and funding of the future, but it takes a bridge to get us there. And we are that bridge. We are that bridge. A bridge left half built doesn't get you to a destination. It was Walt Disney that spoke of imagineering, engineering imagination to life. And that's what we do here on the Space Coast. We bring imaginations and hopes and dreams of the future to a nation and to the world. And imagination is never lived out without engineering it. One of the greatest workforces in the history of the world has been assembled here. Let's not dismantle it. And again, we say with one voice, we are ready for the next mission, Mr. President, and we are ready now.
On the space show, we are in the town of Coco for the Save Space Rally. And this event went on for a couple of hours, and we will be sticking with it in future space shows, next week's show and on through well into April, as we listen to the various speakers, including astronauts and politicians, and as you heard there, some pastors, who were all in favour of the American space program continuing in a strong and vibrant way, and making a plea to President Obama, who was about to visit there. Now, after this message and a few others, we'll have some a bit of music which was relevant and played at this rally.
Shock, fear, sadness, uncertainty, denial, hope, strength. These are just some of the emotions you or your loved one may feel when faced with cancer. Cancer Council Victoria Arts Awards offers the opportunity to express your cancer experience creatively through art, literature and film. This year's Arts Awards theme is I Am, and entries are open to all Australians who have been touched by cancer directly or through caring for a loved one. Selected entries will be exhibited across Victoria. Entries close 8th of April. Visit artsawards.com.au for more.
Now, if you want to see some pictures that I took at that rally, then go to our Southern FM website. That's www.southernfm, that's one word, lowercase, southernfm.com.au/space. And from there, you'll find a link through to the Florida Space, the Florida Diary. And in there, there's some pictures of this rally that I took when I was over there last April. Now, in a moment, we'll have this music, but first this message.
For local news and views and the greatest variety of music, this is Southern FM 88.3.
One of the workers whose job was under threat at the Kennedy Space Center is Dennis Lohaus. He's been an engineer in the United States Space Program for over 30 years. And he wrote this song, and we played it last week, but we have a little bit more of it tonight.
It was 24 years ago, on a warm September morning, I walked down by the river, stood in the shade of an old barn, tossing around the football to my four-year-old son. He stopped in his tracks just as he started to run. There from the eastern sky a loud rumble came that day. I saw the shuttle pierce the clouds and disappear on its way. Son asked with the gleam in his eye, "Dad, what makes that spaceship go?" I said, "A lot of things I don't understand, but this much I do know. It's raised off the pad by Americans who say, yes, we can. Guided by imagination and the innovation of man. It's fueled with the pride of my friends who have touched its many parts. And it's flown by crews or family. And the sacrifices they gave will forever be embedded in our hearts. Now many years have gone by, and that young boy became a man. He realized his childhood dream to be part of the space program. Now we go to work at KSC, and we each do our needed part, like the thousands before us who were there from the very start. Yes, we've seen every launch together since then, and he's still there by my side. Gotta admit, fills me with emotions that at times it's hard to hide, and I'll never forget that one day.
And on Melbourne's very own space station, 88.3 Southern FM, this has been the Space Show with Andrew Rennie. And Dennis Lohaus is having to wander off into the distance there. And hopefully we'll be back next week.